The Book of Genesis, Chapter 14.
And it came to pass, in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All these, joined together in the valley of Siddim, that is, the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Kedorlaomer, and in the 13th year, they rebelled. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him, came and attacked the Rephaim, in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, the Zuzim in Ham, the Emim, in Shava-Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their mountain of Seir, as far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness. Then, they turned back and came to En-Mishpat, that is Kadesh, and attacked all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, who dwelt in Hazon Tamar. And the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and joined together in battle, in the valley of Siddim, against Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of nations, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now, the valley of Siddim was full of asphalt pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled. Some fell there, and the remainder fled to the mountains. Then, they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their provisions, and went their way. They also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Then, one who had escaped, came, and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abram. Now, when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants, who were born in his own house, and went in pursuit, as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them, and pursued them, as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. So, he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot, and his goods, as well as the women and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shava, that is, the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Kedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said,
"Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand."
And he gave him a tithe of all. Now, the king of Sodom said to Abram,
"Give me the persons and take the goods for yourself."
But Abram said to the king of Sodom,
"I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing, from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, 'I have made Abram rich.' Except only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion."